Hello children, we are back again with the second module of reported speech. Remember, the previous module also dealt with reported speech, and as I told you, it is related to your lesson Gopal and the Hilsa Fish. And in this module, second module, we are going to take examples from the lesson, the comic Gopal and the Hilsa Fish, and especially WH questions, how to report WH questions. Because if you turn your pages and look at the exercises, you have three questions in the textbook with WH reported speech. Okay, so we are going to do that in this particular module. So welcome once again. Now, reported speech, reporting WH questions. What are WH questions? All those questions that begin with the the spelling W and H. What, whose, where, when, how, isn't it? And how and why. Okay, these are WH questions. Now, I've got a clipping of dialogues from Gopal and the Hilsa Fish. Here you have one woman asking a man, how much did you pay for that Hilsa? Okay, so that's a WH question. So, let's imagine the man who is listening to this conversation. You can see that man's face rounded in red. Okay, he goes home and he reports this to his wife. So what would he say? How would he report this question? Okay, he would say, the woman asked the man how much he had paid for the Hilsa Fish. Look at the direct speech. The woman says, how much did you pay for that Hilsa? So the reported speech for that question would be, the woman asked the man how much he had paid for the Hilsa Fish. Remember, you became he, okay? Did you pay becomes had paid for. Hilsa remains as Hilsa. So, and what happened to the WH word, how was removed, okay? And a new word called reporting verb, that is asked, has been added, okay? Because these are all questions, so we use words like asked, inquired, wanted to know, wondered, okay? These are the words that are used as reporting verbs. Now, let us look at two more examples from the same comic. These two are conversations between Gopal and his wife. Okay, the first one, the wife is asking her husband Gopal, why is your face half shaven? That's the question. Remember, it's a WH question, why. So, let's see what is to be done to report it in reported speech. Now, the question is going to become a statement. Okay, a statement is a sentence without a question mark and without a question. So let us see, how does this question, why is your face half shaven, get converted into a statement? Let's see. Gopal's wife asked him why his face was half shaven. As I told you earlier, we added the reporting verb asked. And then we kept the word why, asked him why his face. Why is your face? Your becomes his. Because she's talking to him, isn't it? His face was half shaven. Is becomes was. Why is, remember? So was. Is becomes was. Remember, we use the backshift method. Is becomes was and was becomes had been. Right? Let us look at the second example. Now again, the wife talking to her husband, Gopal's wife. What's the matter with you? Why are you smearing yourself with ash? Asks the wife. Okay, so how are we going to report it? This is how we are going to report it. Gopal's wife wanted to know what the matter with him was and why he was smearing himself with ash. And where is the question mark? Question mark is removed. Okay, and if you're writing it in the book, we generally use speech marks, right? So there are no speech marks in reported speech. So let's repeat that question. She asks, what's the matter with you? Why are you smearing yourself with ash? When it is reported, it is like this. Gopal's wife wanted to know what the matter with him was and why he was smearing himself with ash. Yes, and what has disappeared now? Speech marks and the question mark. Now, let's look at two more examples. Okay? Let's look at the WH questions once again. The same things. The woman asks. The woman said to the man, how much did you pay for the Hilsa? In reported speech, it is the woman asked. We included the reporting verb asked. Ask the man. Instead of said to the man, it becomes ask the man. How much he. Instead of how much did you, it becomes how much he had paid for the Hilsa. As you can see, there is an exchange of places. He or you have, you know, they exchange their place with did and had paid. This exchange is called inversion. Okay? Remember this, children, inversion. This is very important. The woman asked the man how much he had paid for the hilsa. Let's see the second question. Gopal's wife said to him, why is your face half shaven? Is your face half shaven? Now let's see the reported speech. Gopal's wife asked him why, while remain there, why his face was half shaven. Again, there's an inversion there. Once you look at the PPT, you'll understand it, children. Listen to the PPT at the same time, listen to this audio. See the PPT and listen to the audio, then you'll understand what's happening. Okay, now look at the third example. Gopal's wife said to him, what's the matter with you? Why are you smearing yourself with ash? Gopal's wife asked him what the matter with him was, why he was smearing himself with ash. Okay, now let's see what the changes are. What changes do we see? We see that we have removed the speech marks and the question mark, removed. We have added the reporting verb asked and wanted to know. Yes, Gopal's wife wanted to know. Right, then we change the verb. I told you back shifting. Present tense has become past tense. Past tense becomes past perfect tense. Did you becomes had done. If you remember, this is the next sentence. Okay. So is and are becomes was. Did pay becomes had paid. Now pronouns also have changed. You has become he or him. Yourself has become himself. Okay. And children, inverted positions. To be verbs and pronouns have exchanged their places. Now you look at these exercises, look at this, these example sentences carefully, and pay attention to the arrow marks. Keep your book with you, write them down in your notebook and try to understand them. Okay, and if you have any doubts, don't feel shy to ask your teacher. Your teacher will definitely clarify these doubts for you. Okay, children, thank you. Let's meet you again in another module. That will be the last and final module of reported speech. Okay, bye-bye.